He sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
Obey. Share it with us briefly again. The healing life of Jesus Christ. The healing life of Jesus Christ. The healing life. The life of Jesus is a healing life. When you come in contact with any life, that life must surely be healed. And I believe tonight, by the grace of God, we will all comprehend the healing life of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14. Verse 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And he healed their sick. Well, we are sincerely grateful for what is making us to know. When we understand this reality tonight, you will never be sick again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The good news is this. The healing life of Jesus is the one he offered to you. He offered that healing life as an exchange for our own life. The life we inherited from Adam is subject to sickness and disease. But the life he came to offer is his healing life. Now, Jesus went everywhere. I keep wondering. Every sick person in me, he hidden. The point is this. What is the secret behind it? It's what I want to share with us. You will realize that Jesus never demeaned any life. He never devalued any life. And I want to charge us today, any life you see that is still existing, you see that life as the image and the likeness of God. Irrespective of where they come from, irrespective of their whatever the religion or whatever, Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw. Because he saw every human being as God's image and likeness. The secret of the manifestation of the anointing of God is to see everyone as God's image and likeness. This healing life of Jesus never demeaned any life. This healing life of Jesus never devalued any life. For God so loved the world and he gave. We were not correct, we were condemned. But God sees it all as no. This is his image and likeness. Then something needs to happen. If you see any sick person as God's image and likeness, when you pray for such person, healing will take place. He saw the multitude, a great multitude, and was moved with compassion. What makes him to be moved with compassion? Because he saw them as God's image and likeness, which Satan have no right to lay anything upon them. Friends, you are not the sick. You have the healing life of Jesus within you. I pray we understand tonight. I'm going somewhere. Jesus, everywhere he went, the first thing he always moved, and he was moved with compassion. Why? Because the value he has for himself is the value he has for others. Are we together? Jesus said on the last day when he's going to judge, he said, you see me when I was sick, you refuse to visit me. And they say, when do I see you? He said, when you see one of these. You see me when I was hungry, you refuse to give me food. Say, when do you see me hungry? He said, when you refuse to. So these are things that, excuse me, there is no love of God. If it's anyone that says he loves God, if he cannot show that love to his fellow man, he doesn't love God. He's only making noise. Am I communicating? Your understanding of this life, which he has given you, is the key to any fulfilling life. He was moved. The question is, are they his family members? Those people that gather, those great multitude, did he know their houses? Are they his tribes? But something is in him. That every human being on earth, provided they are existing, they are created in the image and the likeness of God. And this is the life he gave us. This is the life he gave to us as God's children. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere tonight. If I'm sick in your body before the end of this meeting, that sickness will go. We don't need any struggle about it. Because the day you begin to see people the way God sees them, then you will become an instrument in God's hand. Do you understand? I'm dealing with this matter. Now, he said the people at the right hand, he will say, you see me in prison, you visit them. He said, when do I do it? So when you see one of these ones. And the other one on the left, he said, you see me hungry, you didn't give me food. Say, when do I see you hungry? Say, when you see people hungry, you refuse to do something. Am I communicating now? The world today is full of satanic, in fact, advancement everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Everybody just want to company with the person he knew, which is a very dangerous matter. And if nothing is corrected, we'll be in trouble. But I made up my mind. As long as he lives, now me and him. See, hear this. He saw a great multitude. What happened? He was moved. Why was he moved with compassion? Because he valued them. Our challenge today is that we don't value people. We don't value people. Let me tell you, irrespective of where you come from, you are created in the image and the likeness of God. Know this. When you know that you are created in God's image and God's likeness, the same value you have for yourself, if you can have it for other people, then you become a solution provider. Jesus saw great multitude and he was moved with compassion toward them. What is the next thing? The healing life. Find expression and heal them. If we read all the four gospels, that's just. I pray that God will grant you perfect understanding. Life, listen to me. Eternal life is God's healing life. He came to give us God's healing life. He took away our sick life in order to give us God's healing life. Sickness and disease is no longer part of you. It is because you don't know. And we have to preach to you until you know. Do you get the point I'm raising now? Sickness and disease is not part of you. It is because you don't know. Some years ago, we were praying somewhere, Lord, cleanse me. I will pray very earnestly, we left the place. But years later, I realized that I don't need to pray such prayer. He does that. Ye are clean because of the word that I have spoken unto you. It means you are he because of the word which he has spoken unto you. John 15:3. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Excuse me. What cleans us? Is it the word that will come to you or the word that has come? You are clean. God said, Jesus said it by himself. He didn't send anybody to say that. I simply pick it because I am what? I am clean. Clean from what? Clean from sicknesses. Clean from bacteria. Clean from viruses. Clean from every form of satanic deposits. Say, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. How many of you believe that this word is for you? Since he said you are clean from sickness and disease, I believe God, it is true. Am I communicating? Aha. Uh-huh. Give us NLT, please. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Uh-uh. Okay. What does it mean you are already? You are already. It has happened. A cleanse from what? That is the next question. It means it cleans you from everything that Satan dropped into your life. Since Jesus said that, I believe it. And I thank him for that and I move on. Friends, listen to me. Because of the word he has spoken, you are cleansed from every form of sickness and disease. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He says, you are cleansed through the word that has spoken unto you. Can you say, I am cleansed from every form of sickness and disease because of the word which Jesus has spoken unto me in the name of Jesus? Listen, we are progressing now. Excuse me. Who said you are clean? Okay, if you say you are not clean, who is a liar? It means you are denying it. Lie did not mean, when I studied the meaning of lying in the Bible, let me tell you. Lie is not that you are in atheist and you say you are in my sister. That is not the lie. That's not what God called lie. That's not. Lie means you deny what God said concerning you. First John chapter 2. Verse 22. Who is a liar? But he that deny that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, that deny the Father and the Son. Whatever God says concerning you, any spirit that they don't agree is a liar. Am I communicating, please? When Jesus says you are cleansed through the word he has spoken unto you, if any spirit that you don't agree with it, it's not possible. It means a liar is speaking. Do you understand? Who is a liar? But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist. Anti? Thank God he didn't say Uncle Christ. He said Anti. Glory, I'm just talking. It's not part of what I'm saying. I just go there. Sorry. You are not an Antichrist. Are you with me now? Are we communicating? Now, I've gotten your attention. Thank God for that. Now, glory to God. You see, let me tell you this. There is no sickness in the life of any child of God. Agree. Do you know why you are sick and you are unable to come out of it? It is because you did not know. You have not agreed with God. Sickness is not physical. Sickness is spiritual. Am I communicating? It's spiritual. You only see the manifestation in the physical. Whatever your spirit has not captured from God, he will deal with you. That's the matter now. Whatever your spirit man has not agreed with, he will surely deal with you. Irrespective of what you know. Hear this. Listen. I'm going gradually now. How many of you remember the message that God sent to Peter? I will read the place. That's where I want to dwell tonight. When you agree that everyone on earth has been cleansed, you will carry the message of cleanness to go and give them. And when you give them, they will agree. Am I communicating? Acts chapter 10, verse 9 to 16. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. You will not be sick again in your life. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and laid down to the head, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the head, and wheat beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." My question is this. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, how many of you believe that this is those whom Brother Peter called common? They are the Gentiles. We. Now, the question is that, have they received Christ at that time? No. Why did God say, "What he has cleaned, do not call it unclean"? Because the sacrifice of Jesus is for the whole world. It was the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary that settled the case of the world. Do you understand now? Now, as soon as Peter took that message to the house of Cornelius, he was still speaking. Then the Holy Ghost fell upon them all. God surprised him. The moment he agreed. When you agree that you have been clean, you will experience cleansing. This is the point I'm raising tonight. You did not receive something from God to go and work on it. No. Whatever you receive from God, you don't need to work on that. It's a perfect thing that he gave us. Do you understand my point? What I'm saying, Luke, it look funny to you because it's not the kind of thing you are used to. Hear this thing. Who say what he has cleaned, do not call it unclean. God said. And Peter agreed. And when he got to the house of Cornelius, he made a statement that surprised me. Give us verse 28. 28 verses. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God assured me that I should not call any man common or unclean." The reason why through Brother Peter God raised the dead, it is because Peter has seen that all men have been clean. So many of you are praying for anointing. This is the beginning of an anointing. Never you see any sick man, never see any trouble man, I see it's a big thing. See that trouble as something that Jesus terminated. Am I communicating now? Oh my God. Are you with me? But You see, he didn't say God has told him. Mm-mm. You know, there is difference between hearing and seeing. Am I communicating? You look, many look, but few people see. But God assured me. Now, God has given me understanding of all men, that all men have been made clean. Oh my God, may God give us understanding. This is the key to any successful life. Do you understand my point? You know, Satan is an intruder. We are giving you all this so that Satan will not change your mindset. Say, I am cleansed. Jesus Christ himself cleansed me from all sickness and disease. From today, no sickness and disease that touches my body will survive in the name of Jesus. Because I am cleansed in the name of Jesus. Please, I want you to follow this matter very well. Very, very well. Very, very well. We have been saying it for a year. We are enjoying it. This is my 17 years. I don't know what drugs is all about. And to the day that God will take me back to himself, I will never know what drugs is all about. Because he has showed me. Give us an entry of that verse. I'm going somewhere. Peter told them, you know, it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile's home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. What a message to Peter. That was what changed the entire story of his ministry and life. So the moment you see anyone, whether he's walking like this, whether he's smelling, first of all, know, see that person as God's image and likeness. Then the virtue, the healing, the helping virtue of God will flow through your life to that life. Do you understand? God has shown me that I should not call any man or any woman common or impure or unclean. This is the key. Brother Paul said, for the love of Christ constraint us. It means there is something. Friends, if you don't see yourself as God's image and likeness, you may die in uselessness. So the healing life of Jesus Christ, the manifestation of his healing life, is what sets us free. Do you understand the point? Healing should follow you. You should not even be sick at all as God's children. Do you understand my point? May God destroy every form of religion from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. How many of you believe that your real person, which God redeemed, there is no impurity there? I want us to settle this. Is that true? We need to settle this one. This will change the way you pray. This will change the way you behave. This will change the way you act. Excuse me. The Gentiles at that time, have they received Christ? It means before we even receive Christ, our case has been settled. It means before you were born, your case was settled. Don't let anybody preach out of this reality. No. Let me show you something again. And what he did. A man that was paralyzed for 8 years. This brother never prayed for him. He only told the man what Jesus has done for him. The man get up. There is power in the word of God. Do you know why? The word of God is the revelation of the heart of God to the heart of man. The word of God is God's revelation of his heart to the heart of man. So when your heart receives the thought of God's heart, definitely you will be free. The word of God is a revelation of God's heart to the heart of man. Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to 34 now. I want us to worship God. I know that I'm free. I just know I am free. I'm free. May I tell you again and again? You have been set free. You have been set free. He cleans you from every form of impurity. Agree with this verse before we press further. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 80 years and was sick of the palsy. He had paralyzed for 8 years. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ made thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Anybody passing through anything now, I declare to you, you are loose. You are set free. You are delivered. Say, deliver your deliverance now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He just called the word, said, Jesus Christ has made you whole. Get up. And immediately he get up. You will arise. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Understanding the heart of God is the best understanding I ever found. He didn't pray for him. He told him, this is what has happened to you. And the man agreed. Immediately, he rose up. He didn't rise up the following day. Immediately. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if anyone have any sickness that you find it difficult to share with anyone, I say to you now, by the Spirit of the living God, that sickness leaves your life forever in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus Christ cleans you. He makes you whole. And he arose. This is the key. Do you understand? Satan has no right to put upon you what Jesus took away from you. But you can agree with it. But me, I've disagreed for years. You can't. You don't deal me with that. I don't manage sickness. Don't manage it. Send him away. How many of you believe that you have been clean? Who cleans you? Can he do imperfect work? No. Every work he does, they are perfect. You will experience his perfection tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say no more sickness for me. No more disease for me. What Jesus terminated from my life, Satan will not establish it in my life anymore. Today is the last day of my sickness and disease. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The world. That's the heart of God to us. So the moment your heart will receive it, I beg you, listen to this. Don't listen to what people say. And when you reach age 40, you will have bend down something. There's nothing like that in the Bible. They will tell you, okay. Do you remember when they say a particular family, when they get to a particular age or a certain age, a certain sickness normally suffers? My question is that, who is your family? In the family of God, where I belong, there is no sickness and disease there. I don't know who your family, but my own family, there is no sickness and disease there. Do you believe that now? So when they tell you, say, okay, in your family, in your lineage, tell them that in the lineage of God, where I belong, there is no traces of sickness and disease there. Do you understand my point? Oh my God, you are not with me. Eh? You will never be sick again in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And here, Jesus Christ make you simple word. He said, get up now. And the man agreed. And from that day, was made whole. I say to you, Satan will not have no reason to tie you down anymore. The finished work of Christ will be made perfect in your life.
Amen.
Will be made manifest in your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Say no more sickness for me.
No more disease
for me. My sick days are over forever. The Spirit of the living God lives in me. He giveth life to my mortal body on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me share this one with you before we go away from here. How many of you have a house or a room where you live? Only one person? The rest are living outside. It's okay. Now. Your room is your house, Abi, where you live. Is it the room that beg you to cleanse the room? Who cleans the room? Why do you cleanse the room? Because you want to stay in a clean place. Likewise, because your spirit man is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. It's not your spirit that you beg the Holy Ghost to cleanse you. The Holy Ghost decides to cleanse you because he wants to live in you. If you fill the room today, and tomorrow you see dirty thing there, Do you complain or you just simply do it? Eh? Likewise, Holy Spirit will never have complaints for you. Whatever touches you is ready to remove it. Because that is his job. If only we allow God to do his own work and agree with him, it will be better. In fact, is it Joel chapter 3? Let's check. Where it says we cleanse their blood. Give me Joel chapter 3, verse 21. No, this brother has studied more than me this year. I need to require something from them. I need to ask them some questions. The way they are studying, I'm proud of them and I'm praying that God should raise me up. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 3 verse 21. Good. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. For the Lord dwelleth in Zion. When they say you have blood disease, tell them the Holy Ghost cleanse my blood. He said he will. And he will never forsake that. He must finish. Who is the cleanser of your blood? Machine? The Holy Ghost. Can he ever pay for his responsibility? Anytime I want to check my head, I go to the Word of God. Check what did he say. This is my machine for X-ray. When I just open it, it show me. And I agree immediately, and I know I'm okay. If I'm not okay, you see me. Since I've been known, you know I'm always okay. And at the end of the world, I'll be okay. Because the glass that God gave me to check myself is his word. And his word is himself. So when you look at yourself in God's perspective, you will know that you are clean. Am I communicating? Whose duty to cleanse your blood? Has he cleansed your blood or is he about to cleanse your blood? Did he remove every deposit of the devil out of your blood? Yes. What happened to your blood now? Your blood is clean. Say, my blood is clean. I don't have any dirty blood. My blood can never reduce. Because God will not permit that to happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, some people's blood is 18, 28. I say my own is 100. Because there is no place in the Bible that you get to a certain year, your blood will be. No, it can't happen. Don't know what is dealing with us today. Lack of his knowledge. Not the devil. Can you be praying now? Lord, make me know. What happened? You already know. Okay now. Can you pray for that and say, Lord, please make me a man? Okay. Can you now pray and say, Lord, I want to see your miracle. Help me to get pregnant. No, no, most of our prayer is actually similar to this. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Foolishness. How can you be asking to give what he has already given you? I don't know the kind of mentality that we carry. I will be singing with all seriousness. We will be praying with compassion. As if you are doing anything reasonable, God will look at you and say, tap him. Open his eyes to see. So today God has sent me to open your eyes to see. How many of you have prayed for grace before? Do you know why you pray for grace? Because you don't know what God has given you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Are we in 1 Corinthians 1, 4? Glory to God. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which he given you by Jesus Christ. Not for the grace of God which will be given you when you pray. Did he say for the quarter of God's grace? No, for the half of it. Okay, for the three quarter of it. If God give you grace, when he give you grace, is it fullness? Will God ever answer that such a prayer for praying like that? Has God given you grace? Let me read for you. Maybe you didn't hear English. Do you speak English? Do we have our translation? Can I have a little of in Hausa? Oh yeah. Please give her microphone to help me read it. Samana, can I see? Oh yeah, Katashi. Tash, I want us to go back home with something. Oh my God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
Ina gode Allah na kullum.
Excuse me. No, before you go further. Ina gode Allah kullum, me always. Not once. What a great thing.
Saboda alherin Allah da aka bako cikin Kristi Yesu.
Did he say alheri Allah that he will give you? The Almighty Allah has been giving you. We should celebrate him for giving us his grace. Oh my God. Please read it again, read it again.
Ina gode Allah kullum domin ku. Saboda alherin Allah da aka bako cikin Kristi Yesu.
Please read it again.
Ina gode Allah na kullum domin ku. Saboda alherin Allah da aka bako cikin Kristi Yesu.
Do you know what he keeps telling us now? The alherin Allah that he gave you terminated his grace. It means because of the grace of God given to you, no more disgrace for you. I just pray that you understand. Oh yeah. Give me a microphone, please. Read it with man's voice. Not with woman voice.
Kullum lakan gode wa Allah domenku. Saboda alherin Allah da aka yi muku baiwa ta hanyar almasihu Yesu.
Okay. Has alherin Allah be given to you?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything bigger and greater than alherin Allah in this world?
No, sir.
Okay, now, people that have the alherin Allah, look at how they are behaving. Is it not funny?
Lack of knowledge.
How many of you actually and sincerely believe that you have alherin Allah here?
Yeah.
You have it.
Yes.
What are you supposed to do?
So thank God.
Give him for that. Give him praise and thanks for that. Say, I have the grace of God.
I have the grace.
I am a product of God's grace. The grace of God dwelleth in me. Therefore, no more disgrace for me. No more sorrow for me. No more sickness for me. No more failure for me. No more poverty for me. No more barrenness for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Face to face. face to face.
Will you still press further to pray for the area Allah from today?
I cannot see Jesus.
Oh my God.
Face to face.
Face to hallelujah.
Face.
I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. When brother now say your face is shining, some of you say, what did it mean? I look at my face as I was coming from the glass. It doesn't look shiny. No. You shine from inside to outside.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand now? As your spirit be cleansed?
Yes.
As your spirit be made whole?
Yes.
As your spirit be made heavy?
Yes.
That whatness, it must reflect in your body. No, when you say your face is shining, they say, oh, did you not know that wine? So, regime? No, we don't need regime to shine. We need the word to shine.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever disgrace your life is out of you forever.
Amen. Amen.
And I ask that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh my God. I wish. You should all know better than I know. That's my. I wish you know better than I know.
I don't see Jesus.
You only tell Satan, stay here now, and he will be. Because he knows that you are his master. Do you understand my point? Huh? They are not with me. How many of you believe that God has cleansed you? Do you know how he cleansed you? He never cleansed you with water. He cleans you with his blood. You cannot get his blood in the market. You cannot get his blood in the hospital. You cannot get his blood somewhere here. The blood is in heaven. And he uses it to cleanse you before he get there. Say, I am clean from sickness and disease.
I am clean from sickness and disease.
I am free from sickness and disease.
I am free from sickness.
Because Jesus Christ.
Because Jesus Christ.
Cleanses me. With his precious blood.
With his precious blood.
Oh my God.
I cannot see Jesus. Face to face.
How many of you agree with the word of God? I want you to agree. I don't see you sick.
Yes, sir.
Because I see you as person that Jesus has cleansed.
Yes.
I receive. And that's what we have to deliver. That's the good news. Huh? I've taken you to the Holy Spirit X-ray. You are still. They are checking you now. Say no more disease for me. No more pains for me. No more sorrow for me. Because of the finished work of Jesus Christ for my life.
For my life.
From today.
My body.
Is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Which dwelleth in me. My body.
It's not the temple. It's not the temple.
Of sickness and disease. Therefore, no sickness, no disease that touches my body will survive anymore all the days of my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because I have the healing life
of
Jesus Christ walking in me, giving life to my mother's body on a daily basis in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.